Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready?
If you love America, you're among friends here.
You ready?
Welcome to duty, Commander.
Let's go!
Go, go, go! Enemy forces spotted. Follow me, men. Watch out, grenade! Man down, man down!
All right, you're good to go.
Thanks, much appreciated.
All clear. Position under control. Out.
We've regained control. Good work, men.
You've been recommended for promotion. Promotion.
You're traveling to another radio show. A broadcast not only of sight and sound, but of mind. A journey into the wondrous land whose boundaries are that of the imagination. That's the on-air sign up ahead.
I'm sorry I did that little tool introduction earlier, but I had to do it. You're listening to American by Design, and your host is Uncle Bing Fisher, and I'll be here all week. And you can hit me up on my website, which is bitemeinthebasement.com, and that's the website that I pretty much started because I was tired of Joe Biden hiding out in the basement. Oop, too much rework. So we decided to start that website, and it's been getting good reviews, man. I'm really hip on it. You can also find me on Facebook, Bing Fisher, F-I-S-C-H-E-R. And you can find me on Twitter, Trad Americans. I'm like everywhere. I'm bad. I'm nationwide. And I think I blew my voice already with that "Are you ready?" stuff. But anyways, I wanted to play a clip for you because this is unreal. And by the way, the call-in number, I'm sorry, is 646-478-5284. That's the call-in number. And I want to give a shout out, and if you hold on just a second, I'll figure out where. Well, I'll do that a little bit later, but I wanted to play a clip for you of Joe Biden talking about outrageously voter fraud. Now, I don't know exactly if this was taken maybe out of context, but it doesn't sound like it. It could be a Joe stupid bloop. It could be that. I don't know. But you listen to it, tell me.
Secondly, we're in a situation where we have put together, and you guys did it for our administration, the President Obama's administration before this. We have put together, I think, the most extensive and inclusive voter fraud organization in the history of American politics.
So now, what is he talking about? Is he talking about anti-voter fraud? Because the Democrats are definitely for voter fraud. They don't want you to bring in your driver license. They don't want you to have to show any kind of ID. They don't want you to have to prove your signature on a ballot that they mailed you that you didn't request? Who's fool? What is this? I mean, voter fraud? Explain that again.
Secondly, we're in a situation where we have put together, and you guys did it for our administration, the President Obama's administration before this. We have put together, I think, the most extensive and inclusive voter fraud organization in the history of American politics.
On the surface, it sounds like he's saying that they put together a exclusive, intensive voter fraud organization. Like it's some kind of mob hit thing, you know, some kind of mob thing. I'm looking at going, is this guy just really losing it? I mean, seriously. I mean, people, you know, go to Charter, get some help somewhere, because this candidate is losing it. That's why he calls the lid on all of his, you know, campaign events. That's why he calls the lid on everything. When you got, on the other hand, you got, he's 74 or 77. Trump is 74, I think. And you got Trump out there just out dancing the dude. He's outpacing him. He's going to 4 states a day, outpacing this dude. Joe Biden can't even recollect what he did when he just got up 5 seconds ago. He can't. And it's a pity that his wife, his own wife, puts him through this grueling experience. And it's a pity that the Democrats and the leftists put him through this. It really is. This is actually tantamount to me. And I had I just want to explain something. I had my own mother die of dementia. All right. So it means it's pretty important to me. Candidacy to put this man out there when he's in this bad of a shape. This to me is, it's tantamount to senior citizen abuse. Seriously. He shouldn't be out there. I'm not saying drop out. Just like, look, Kamala take over. She's going to anyways, Joe. That's why Nancy Pelosi invoked the 25th. So just go ahead and let Kamala take over. You take it easy, brubba. You know, you take it easy. You go back to your basement, wherever you're at, have fun, and let the leftists, the real leftists, come out and play. That's what I'd like to see. We got under this administration, oh, by the way, Amy Coney Barrett is going to be approved tomorrow. Pretty sure. I mean, other some kind of roadblock or something coming up. I mean, she's going to be approved, and she will be the 9th Supreme Court justice. And she's very smart, very intelligent. I mean, I've watched her, and I'm like, wow, not taking notes. I'm just a very intelligent woman. But we've got we got Amy Coney Barrett coming up tomorrow. Kamala is a devoted Muslim. Her beliefs are incompatible with the American system, and I always said that. But what I wanted to get to was the Biden thing here, where he says, and I'm trying to deduce this, to nail it down, where he said this, why he said it, and how.
Secondly, we're in a situation where we have put together, and you guys did it for our administration, the President Obama's administration before this. We have put together, I think, the most extensive and inclusive voter fraud organization in the history of American politics.
Now, I keep trying to go back to that because I'm trying to figure out, did he say something out of context? It didn't sound like it. I looked at the Trump war room, and they basically echoed the same thing. He said that, you know, they're trying to encourage voter fraud. And I always told you guys, I've been doing this for, I don't know, 10 years now, 8 years anyways. And I always said, it's not what the media tells you that should scare you. It's what the media does not tell you that should scare you. It's not what the media tells you, because you can debunk that all day long. It's what they don't tell you, what you don't hear, what you don't listen to on cable news networks, what you don't listen to on, you know, the regular networks. You just don't hear it. You don't hear this kind of banner going on. And the deal is that they are hiding things from you, and they are trying to manipulate the system, manipulate you to vote according to what they want you to do. And if you don't, it's going to be a George Orwellian society. It'll be the same thing as in the book. And they will come after you. Now you got Robert Reich talking about afterwards, you know, we're going to have these reparations. We're going to have people come after people that are voting for Trump, that people that are. And that's why I say don't ever trust the polls. Don't trust the polls when they come from a lamestream media outlet, because they're not correct. But Robert Reich wants to come afterwards, after you voted, after the election, and he wants to come and hunt you down and find out who you are, how you voted, why you voted that way. It's like Nazi Germany. It is. It is. And I'll be the first to say it. It's like Nazi Germany. These left-wing numbnuts just want to keep them common. They try to act like they're the Energizer Bunny, but they're not. They got no fire. They got no steam. They got nothing. Nothing loaded in the guns. They just throw the guns at you thinking that might hurt. They can't attack Trump on economy. You can't do it. They can't attack Trump on energy. Can't do it. Can't attack Trump on illegal immigrants. Can't do it. 400 miles wall. They can't attack him on anything. So they bring up COVID. And I'm just sitting there going, and me and my wife were talking about this the other day. What has Trump actually done that was detrimental to this country as far as COVID goes, as far as this Chinese disease goes? What has Trump done that was detrimental, that killed people? But they want to blame everything on Trump, see? Everything on Trump. I just got a text. I got to check it. I'm sorry. Nothing major. They want to blame everything on Trump, but they don't blame everything on the blue states that actually have killed more people than the red states. There's more people that have been involved in blue states that have died from COVID because of negligence. And then they bring up, see, they want to inflate the numbers. They bring up the numbers that, well, you know, we've got 250. We're approaching 500,000 people that will die from COVID. But they don't bring up how many people died in New York, how many people died in Seattle, how many people died in different areas of the country that were run by blue state governors. Andrew Cuomo's got some reckoning to do. He really does. It's not Trump. Trump followed the advice that was given to him. I would have done the same thing. We didn't know much about this disease back then, but now we do. And now we got vaccines coming, and now we got therapeutics coming. We've got all sorts of different drugs. We've got all sorts of different treatments. We know this disease kills people, but we also know that we cannot shut down. We cannot close up. We cannot be afraid of each other. And Trump knows that. And these mayors know that. These governors know that. But some of them refuse to listen. Some of them refuse to let the people just be themselves. If I want to go out to the Dollar General store and not wear a mask, then by God, I should have the frickin' right to do it. I shouldn't have to sit there and hark to or pay attention to a governor that says, look, we're having... And let's get back to this just a little bit. When Trump first got elected, the libs were like freaked out thinking, oh my God, he's going to declare wars. We're going to have wars. We're going to have World War III. Remember this? Remember this back then, people? We're going to have all these wars. We're going to have a dictator in charge. We're going to have, Mao Zedong back in here, you know? Like he was here in the first place. But then you got Joe Biden wanting to dictate mask wearing on a global stage. He wants to mandate mask wearing for the entire population of the United States. And I'm thinking, okay, isn't that dictatorship right there when you mandate something, when you dictate something that people don't really want to do? That's dictatorship. And that's what he's wanting to do. He's wanting to raise your taxes. He's wanting to bail out of the Paris Accords. He's wanting to get, well, he'll probably go ahead and send Iran another $5 or $10 million worth of dollars so they can fund their nuclear program, which is what they did when they sent them the last batch. We got 10 days. 10 days to vote, people. You should go vote. If your stimulus check comes in or not, you should go vote. And somebody in chat just posted that. But you should go vote. I don't really care who you vote for. Just go out and exercise your right. Because that's a sacred right given to you by the founding fathers. It's your right to vote. It's your right to say what you want. It's your right to let the other people know what you want. I have to work the polls that day. Yeah, I'm a poll worker. I go in, I work the polls, certain elections, that kind of thing. The machine operator and whatever. I'll be there. And I'm going to vote early because I have to, because I can't leave the polls to vote. But yeah, you should vote. Everybody should vote. It's crucial. This election especially, it's crucial. I'm going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. You've been listening to American by Design with your host, Bing Fisher.
Hey, liberals, why don't you try rooting for your own damn country for a change?
a survivor in this amazing race with a need for speed, you need God's grace. And if you're desperate like housewives watching Days of Our Lives, you can't cope without hope, and that's not on a soap. If you look into Oprah or Dr. Phil, you can shop nonstop or pop a pill, but the void won't fill and the pain won't kill till you love the one that hung on the hill. Kicking back in your lazy boy easy chair watching Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Nah, you're not going to find it there. No American Idol or Council Tribal has a final answer that'll satisfy you. CSI ain't got a clue. SVU don't know what to do. Not the ER, the OC, nothing on a CD, TV, DVD, or MP3 can save you and me. CNN's got no good news. Here's a headline. You must choose. It's not a simple life, Paris Hilton. It's treading on thin ice, living in sin. You can be an apprentice for Donald Trump or eat Fear Factor fast food from a dump. You can be a heavy hitter, a Wheel of Fortune winner, a Fox News no-spin spinner, or a flat-out sinner. But you better check this life that you're living and make sure your sins are forgiven. I bet you 50 cent Elvis Dunn came and went, and eventually every black-eyed pea, Gwen Stefani, P. Diddy, and Britney, every wannabe on MTV with they icy bling, every Dixie chick that sings, they all gonna see the King of Kings. I don't care if you're J-Lo or Leno or Bono. One thing you gotta know, someday you're gonna die, bro. Then where are you gonna go? Hey, I'm not talking some punk junk that's irrelevant like your grandma's church from way back when. It's not some preacher feature on TBN that you need to be liking or listening. The real superstar is Jesus Christ. He's the way. He's the truth and the life. One day he's going to split the sky. He's the brightest light and the highest high. So what I came to say and what I'm telling you is don't buy that stupid stuff they be selling you. It's all designed to fill your head and waste your space until you're dead. Here's the bottom line of my rhyme. Give your life to God while there's still time.
American by Design with yours, Bing Fisher, and my call-in number here is 646-478-5284. If you wish to opine, you can call in, and I'll let you in. And if you want to, you know, debate or discuss things, that's fine with me. If you want to be a total jerk, then I'm going to deal with you appropriately. I've dealt with liberal trolls, like, a lot, so... Don't come and steal my French fries because I don't come and steal yours. So, anyways, we've got, in this country right now, we've got, and I want also, go ahead and visit bitemeinthebasement.com. I know it's a lot to type. I'm not asking for much. Just type bitemeinthebasement.com. You might have to put in HTTPS. It's a secure site. We love people. We love to keep them secure. It's a COVID neutral site, so you don't have to worry about that. But go on over there and read some of the articles and link to them and link back to me. And if you got a website that you want to promote, go ahead and hit me up over there. There's a contact form. It'll send me a direct message. I normally get right to you. In a day at least, so you just go ahead and email me, but go over there first and bitemeinthebasement.com. That was a website that we set up to try to flush Joe out of his basement. It's not working so far. It's got him out a couple times, but it doesn't seem like it's doing that much. But anyways, the website is looking good. I mean, I put a lot of time and money into this and creating this. I've done websites for Rick Santorum. I've done websites for Herman Cain. God rest him. Back when he was running for president, and other politicians, and just other people. So we've done a lot of websites for people, and we know a little bit about how they work. You know, we try to do as best we can based off the intel that we get. And the intel we're getting off this Trump landslide, and that's what I call it, because that's what it's going to be. My wife keeps asking me, she's fearful, are we going to win? I said, yeah. She goes, what? I said, look at the rallies. Look at the rallies. 20, 30,000 people. You got Joe Biden over there with, what, four or five people? It looks like a dentist convention. How to extract a tooth. We're going to go ahead and show you a video on, you know, how to extract a tooth by Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. We're going to show you that. And on the opposite side, you got all these people. The support, it's just unbelievable. It's unbelievable the amount of support you've got. Near records now being broke. Pennsylvania, Texas, Florida, North Carolina, Illinois. You got all places that are polling, if you want to listen to the polls. I don't, but they're very, very close. Very close. They're actually better than they were when Hillary ran. That should give you some food for thought. Like I said, just look at the rallies. Look at the enthusiasm. The opposite side has nothing. They got nothing. They got boredom. They got crickets chirping. They have nothing. While Trump lands down a landslide. Now, y'all, if you want to take me up on a bet, I'm willing to make a friendly wager on it. But I think he's gonna take it by a landslide. I seriously do. But I did want to go back over here. I've got so many windows open, it's not funny. But we're gonna go back over here and look at a post, because I wanted you guys to see this, if I can bring it happening. Should come up pretty good. But yeah, we don't discriminate. If you go to bitemeinthebasement.com and you want to post something that's totally off the wall, as long as you ain't got, like, racial stuff or slang, cussing, that kind of stuff, go ahead and post it. You know, you can go to the forums. You can create your own forums. You can create your own groups. You can create your own, you know, have your own friends and that kind of stuff. It's pretty much like Facebook, but it's not maybe as intuitive as Facebook, but it's still operable. And you can go in there and you can do whatever you want. I'm going to go here to menu. I want to find menu. Anyways, it's a pastor I hooked up with. As a matter of fact, let me just read it. He was very nice. He's hosts podcast, Mike Myers. I don't know if anybody knows of him. Michael Myers. No, he's not the slasher. But he hosts a podcast, and I'm opening up my envelope that he sent me. It actually had free Trump flags, Trump 2020 flags, and he sent me one out. I got to thank him, actually. It's called Radio Hope Podcast. Mike Myers is the host. It's daily, 8 a.m. Central Time. And you can call the studio at 712-560-1420. You can tune TuneIn at TuneIn.com. Muck Radio, MUKRADIO. You can get them on Spreaker at spreaker.users/users/Mike Myers. Mike Myers, or Mike@MikeMyers.org. So you can get them over there, these three places. And he sent me the flag, and he sent me a 2020 Trump bill, which I was not expecting, but that was very cool. Man, Mike, you're the dude, man. I just was not expecting that. But he sent that to me, and just to promote his podcast. So we're going to promote his podcast. I've got it on the website. I just was not able to get to it quick enough. But we got it on the website, and we hope you go over and listen to him. I mean, he's got some good stuff over there. Good stuff. We got 28 minutes left, and I'm looking at trying to find there was an episode I had, but anyways, I think just to go back to the stats and to go back to what Joe Biden said, and like I said, if somebody can maybe elaborate or tell me what this dude is saying.
Secondly, we're in a situation where we have put together, and you guys did it for our administration, the President Obama's administration before this. We have put together, I think, the most extensive and inclusive voter fraud organization in the history of American politics.
Dude, I don't know. That is just unreal. That is unreal to me that if he gaffed and he meant anti, that would be different. But I don't think he meant that because he referred to Obama and himself back, you know, when he was serving. The debate, Trump did excellent. He did excellent. He let Joe speak. When Joe spoke about no fracking, no, I never said that. He was a liar, and a cheat. He's a cheat, too, because he wants to raise your taxes. Everybody's taxes are going to be raised. It's not just going to be people that are making over $400,000. We know how this works. We know the game Washington plays. They don't play it very well, but we know the game. Your taxes will be raised. More people were kicked out of Obamacare. My wife was, because she wasn't on my plan at my employer's office. She was kicked out of Obamacare because she had a pre-existing condition, and it would have cost me an arm and a leg to cover. So I had to wait like 6 or 8 months to get her under my insurance at work, which covered her with no pre-existing. She didn't have to have anything. And a lot cheaper. I mean, hundreds of percents cheaper. It was unbelievable. And she's on my health care plan. That's where I want her to be. I don't want her to be on Obamacare. I want the employer mandate gone. I want the original mandate gone. And if the bill gets gone itself, that's fine. I'm sure President Trump will come up with a health care plan. It's better, cheaper, more affordable, that includes people with pre-existing conditions. He said so. I trust him at that. I have to. He's done everything else that he was put in power to do, pretty much. He didn't get the wall built totally, but that's fine. We'll get it done eventually. We got, I don't know, 300 miles of wall maybe left to go. So it's going to be a little bit steep incline right there, especially coming to the end of the election cycle. But the thing that I want you guys to do, really, please, get out and vote. I don't care who you vote for. I wish it would be for Trump, because I think he's going to bring jobs, more jobs back. He's not going to let them go and fail back into Mexico and China. And the place I work, I mean, I deal with this. We got more jobs coming back. We got more parts coming back in from China into the USA than ever before. Fuel. Look at fuel. Fuel is down. You want to end fracking? You're going to tell that to Pennsylvania, Iowa, Texas, Chicago, Illinois, I mean, Indiana. You want to tell this to the people up there that you want to raise their taxes? That's the first thing you're going to do is end fracking, raise their taxes. Oh, yeah, that's a great idea. What politician, tell me, what politician goes out there when he's stumping on the campaign trail and says, we're going to raise your taxes? Nobody. They're not that stupid. But obviously, Camp Biden has got it in their head, because they're run by a bunch of liberals, and this is a Trojan horse type election anyways. They're going to get Biden in just to get him in, because Kamala has no appeal at all. And then they're going to take, and Nancy's going to say, well, you're not fit to lead, so we're going to get you out of here, Joe. Sorry. Goodbye. It was nice fishing with you, but you can't be on our team no more. And then Kamala's going to come in with her red dog army and her people that are just so hyped up about getting, the Green New Deal, everything else involved with liberalism and communism and Marxism, and get that shoved down their throats. And they're going to come back with a vengeance, and they're going to take over the Democratic Party, and Joe will be gone. And Nancy Pelosi will be right in there in the middle of it. Chuck Schumer, the same. It's a Trojan horse. It's a Trojan horse, people. Now, you can choose. You really got two choices, and that's it. Well, you got three. You can stay at home. You cannot vote. You can say, well, my vote ain't going to matter anyways, or I'm mad at something or another, so I ain't going to vote. Or you can get out there and vote and add that vote into the chain that will keep us together. Running in the shadows, yeah, Fleetwood Mac, the chain that will keep us together. You can vote. I'm going to vote Monday. And take a guess who I'm going to vote for president. If you don't know me by now, then you don't know the answer to that question, and you probably shouldn't even take a guess. But all I got to say is get out there and vote. It's imperative. This is the most crucial vote in our country. To me. Now, I'm 60 years old, so it's the most crucial vote to me in my whole existence. I mean, I can't think of any other vote that was more crucial to me. I hope it's as crucial to you. Now, the person that opened up our lead-in here, the audio, was Brian Futch. And Brian Futch, he's a great musician, and hopefully I can get him over here and we'll jam a little bit. I play drums. I got a studio set up in the back, and we'll get him over here and play some music. You can get Brian Futch on ReverbNation.com. You can get him on Amazon, I think, a couple other places. You can also find him on Facebook. He's a very nice guy, and very cordial and very down to earth, and he loves people. He loves his country. And his songs reflect it. His songs reflect it. So Brian Futch, get him on Reverb Nation. Download his music. Very good guy. I want to go ahead and take us out because my voice is starting to crack pretty good. And I want to say Warpolite 3. I don't know if that's how I pronounce it, but thank you for being in the chat, brother. I really appreciate it. Oh, sister. I don't know if you're male or female, but I do think you're male. But thank you for joining us in chat. Share the program if you like it. I mean, hopefully when my voice gets a little bit better, we'll do a little bit longer show. I know Robert does some long shows, and some of the other hosts that we have on Conservative Nation Media, which you can like us over there and you know, share our shows. We have some good content, and we're bringing good content on the way. A lot better content, I would say. It's based, you know, on, it's user-based. That's what we want to do, is make it user-based. We don't want to sit there and preach to you. We're preaching to the choir in most cases. We want to wake up people. So we're going to try to make some more user-based content. So that might mean, like, we play videos that you guys send us over to bitemeinthebasement.com. We play, you know, and it could be anything. It could be songs. You wrote a song. Anything. Anything that matters to the selection and after. Because we got to afterwards as well. I hope these people will not break down and melt down and just start looting and rioting. Because I already know a lot of sons of liberty of mine are ready for them. On that note, and I don't want to get further into it, we'll go ahead and take you out on the outro. You're listening to American by Design with Bing Fisher, Uncle Bing, as some people call me. And we're talking about the fraudulent expose that Joe Biden just released, that they've come up with a way of basically stealing your vote.
Secondly, we're in a situation where we have put together, and you guys did it for our administration, the President Obama's administration before this. We have put together, I think, the most extensive and inclusive voter fraud organization in the history of American politics.
Thank you for listening to American by Design. Good night, and God bless the United States of America.
What makes this country so strong? the others. He fought for the cause with great devotion. And just like his daddy, he led the way. Yeah, yeah, yeah. His stories have faded with his years, but his eyes say it loud and clear.
Radio by Design with your host Pink Fisher. And Robert, I think I got you on the line. Good.
Yeah, yes, you do.
All right.
I was listening to Dan Bongino and totally lost track of time.
Well, you could do that with Dan, you know. I mean, he's that way. But the last artists, they're just, you know, Brian Futch, just go to Reverb Nation. I Am America. It's like a 99-cent download. I mean, go ahead and get it. Support this dude, man. I mean, this dude's working his ass off for us, so, and for himself. But anyways, I don't know if you listened to this earlier, and this is kind of our extended version of American by Design today, Robert. So listen to this real quick.
Secondly, we're in a situation where we have put together, and you guys did it for our administration, the President Obama's administration before this. We have put together, I think, the most extensive and inclusive voter fraud organization in the history of American politics.
Now, I don't know about you, brother, but don't that sound a little fishy? Don't that sound
a little weird? I found that about an hour and a half ago, and I thought, now, okay, this is pretty interesting. And that was about when I fell into that Dan Bongino show, and he was talking about how Trump actually won that debate the other night because he made Joe Biden go against several
right.
of his staunch followers. And nobody's seeing
yep.
this.
Yeah, you for fracking? Oh, no, I never said that. Never said that. Yes, you did. It's on tape. Well, put the tape up. You know, and Trump
did
the next. Yes,
well,
he did.
Actually, I went as soon as they finished with the debate, I was actually on ABC watching this. And the ABC person was talking about how Trump lied, how he didn't say anything that was verified. Well, everything he said was verified. Within
right.
moments of that, when I decided I'm not going to listen to this anymore, I shut it off, went to my computer, and he already had it on Twitter.
Yeah, well, that's good. I mean, these people are just pulling out the stops. And I was looking, and my wife, like I said earlier in the show, and if you, you know, read or listen to the show later, get your photograph or phonograph out or whatever and listen to the show like Joe would have you do. But if you listen earlier, I said, and I always said that it's not what the media tells you that should disturb you. It's what they don't tell you. It's what they don't report on. The United States media, for the most part, almost all of them, I would say 98% of them, are lax at reporting factual evidence. They are sensationalists. They are opinion writers now. They're not journalists. They're not anything about that. But yeah, Trump, and he knew he scored a big one on that debate when Joe said he was going to transition or whatever it was that he said. I was going to transition from coal, because that alienated Pennsylvania, Illinois, Texas, North Carolina. I mean, all these places, it alienated them from him. And that was a great...
Yeah, it alienated a good portion of New Mexico, too, because down southeastern New Mexico is all oil and coal.
Yep. And the thing is that fracking... Look, people, we can sit there and clean up our oil industry, maybe, and get it as clean and as we can, but we can't compete with other countries that don't follow that same logic, like China, which, you know, pollutes. They don't care. They'll just destroy a whole village and make their water that they can't drink, you know, that kind of stuff. You know, that we're up against. And we can't, the liberals will not report on any of this. But, you know, there's encouraging signs. And like I said, my wife said, you know, will Trump win? I said, look at the look at the turnouts that he's getting versus Joe Biden. This is the hardest working dude I've ever seen in my life. I could not keep up with him. He's 74 years old. I'm 60. There ain't no way I'm going to keep up with him. I don't know about you, but I don't think I could do that. I mean, 4 stops a day in 4 different states, and he's got 20,000, 30,000 people coming out. Oh, but you're creating, you know, COVID spreader breaks and stuff like that. Well, wait a minute. You know, the top COVID top COVID cases in the United States are from blue states. And I heard Dagan McDonald talk about this the other day on The Five. I love that show. But I don't like Juan, but I like Jesse when he gets on Juan. But Dagan just went after Juan because he was saying, well, there's 250,000 deaths that, you know, should be blamed on the president. And she went after him and she said, look, the majority of these instances come from blue states. They were the ones that mishandled it. They were the ones that now are pleading for money to get them out of this bailout because they lock themselves down. Let the people just decide, Robert. Let them decide what to do. If they want to lock down yourself. Don't force it on everybody. And this mask mandate that Joe wants to do, and everybody was saying, well, Trump is going to be a dictator when he gets in. He's going to start world wars, and he's going to start this and that. Okay, what's a mask mandate? Governmental mask mandate. Everybody has to wear a mask. That's a dictator. That's a dictator.
Yep. And I was watching, my wife was watching a thing earlier today. It was on a thing called Prophecy Update. And they were talking about a book that came out in 1929, 90 years ago. And the guy, and it's called The Worker. And I've got it pretty much, well, I had it on my computer there for a little bit, but it's all about what the government is going to be doing to push the worker out of being the person who funds the United States. And one of the things he said back then in 1929 was that the government's going to eventually get to a point where they're going to mandate people to wear masks, and that will get rid of your humanity. It will get rid of your ability to be an individual. And what's going on now?
Well, yeah, I mean, it stifles people's creativity. You know what I mean? It stifles mm-hmm. them going, it stifles them getting out and doing things, you know, to have, but I'm just saying that, you know, they were the ones that were saying Trump was going to be the dictator, and all of a sudden now Biden is the dictator by mandating masks. Trump's never called for that. He said, look, if the governors want to do it, if local, and I agree with that. I mean, if your state is having a problem with this illness, this Chinese illness, as Trump calls it, then go ahead and deal with it. But don't force it on everybody. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Don't force it on everybody. But the Democrats are totally fine with that. They're totally fine with Hunter Biden getting billions of dollars off of China. Everything's Russia. Everything that happens is a Russian hoax. When it happens to be China, it's influenced by the people that are perpetuating it. And that, it's kind of comical, like I said, when you see the Democrats complaining about the COVID deaths and blaming it on Trump when they're the ones that have actually helped out a lot.
Yep. And it's about 90% of the deaths that they've attributed to COVID came from liberal states, and then most of them are like that cartoon where this guy gets brought into the hospital because he was in a horrible car accident or a motorcycle accident, and he was dying, and they said, well, he's got COVID, so put it on his birth certificate, death certificate.
Yeah, they just, you know, it's just fake. It's fake, like Trump says, fake news. And I love the fact that Trump points out that at each of his rallies, he points to the back and he goes, there's the fake news. And if he mentions something from CNN, he says, oh, the lights just went off, you know. But, yeah, I think Trump's going to win in a landslide. I don't know about you. I mean, I'm more optimistic than my wife, maybe.
Well, I'm actually pretty optimistic on that because I've watched several Biden things, and I've watched the Trump rallies, and Trump has always got, you know, thousands of people. There's all kinds of, and I said this in one of my updates the other day, you know, that Trump has all these thousands of people. They're not social distancing. They're all excited. They're all just, there's all kinds of energy there, and the energy comes not from the people, not from just the people, but from Trump too. And then Biden has a rally and it has 10 people at it, or Kamala has a rally that didn't have anybody at it the other day, and they're ahead in the polls, you know, and at the end of the last debate, Trump still had all this energy and Biden was practically falling asleep.
He's snoozing. And Antonio F. Branco did an excellent cartoon, and that's on bitemeinthebasement.com. And I'm trying to get people over there. It was funny, wasn't it? I'm trying to get people over there. I'm trying to get people enthused about the website. It's an aggregating type website, but I do post my own original content. Robert, you're more than welcome to post your own too, and I'll fix it up if you don't know how to deal with that. But I want to get people over on that website, get them, wean them off of Facebook, because Facebook is just, they haven't censored me lately, but I'm feeling it coming. You know, it's just, you know, same thing with Twitter. Twitter's even worse,
it's definitely coming, that's for sure.
Promote bitemeinthebasement.com. You guys check it out. I post almost every day. I mean, it's got some interesting articles and a lot of videos and you know, we just want to keep people informed. There's a bunch of other ones that that I'll recommend here. I might make a post and put those other websites in, because Drudge Report right now is owned by a liberal and they don't like conservatives. So there's no sense in going over there at all. But Robert, is there anything else here I can play on the way out? I mean,
well, you know, one of the things that I've put a couple of things, I've put a couple of things in to bite me in the basement, but they've all been in, like, when I get in there, it's, they're under notifications and under talk show hosts, because that's the only place I can seem to be able to put something in. So, and
no,
that's where I've been putting my stuff.
Actually put an actual post up there, but I'll go ahead and check your account after we get off here and make sure you can do that. But you should be able to, because you got author status. Now, I think you do have two accounts. So I don't know which account you're logging in as, but you should have author status. So, but anyways, we're going to go ahead and, I guess, close this show. Robert, thank you so much for, you know, giving us the opportunity to voice our opinion, and that's all we want.
Yeah, and I'm working on trying to get other shows on here too, so we can get, you know, back to kind of like the way we were before, when we had shows almost every night of the week. And I'd kind of like to get to that point again.
Yeah, that would be cool. I mean, like I said, I'd like to get to where, you know, people could actually say, okay, dictate what we're going to talk about, and that would be through maybe can a comment on bitemeinthebasement.com. You know, they can make a comment, say, look, can you guys talk about this? This is very important to me, or whatever, you know, and we'll talk about it. But I'm going to go ahead and log us out, and I'm just looking at, you got a bunch of fruit bat alerts and stuff in here. I'm like, I don't know what that is. But we'll just go ahead and do the outro again. And you're listening to American by Design on Conservative Nation Media. Check out Brian Futch. Download a couple of his songs, a couple of his tunes. He's a very nice guy, very good musician. And Robert, good night.
You have a good one. Okay.
You too.
God bless you.
say it loud and clear. I am America. This land, my land, America. I know one day after I'm gone, someone will carry this dream along. That's what makes down the things he was taught, like loving your neighbor and trusting in God. I am America. This land, my land, America. I know one day, long after I'm gone, someone will care.
Host Bing Fisher. Talk to you next week. God bless.